Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We're at the Rick and Bubba Show. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. Thanks for being with us. Speedy on vacation. Helmsy, Greg gave you a kickoff hour. Adler joins us on the YouTube option. Those of you that are watching around the world, we're glad that you're here. However you're getting the Rick and Bubba Show, whether that be America's boldest radio stations on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network, maybe you're listening on an app, either the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio apps, watching us on YouTube, listening to us live, or listening to us archived, watching us live or watching us archived, we don't care. We're glad that you're here. And we'll continue to unpack another day on the Rick and Bubba Show. Tomorrow, a best of Rick and Bubba. And then on Monday, a Rick and Bubba replay as we all enjoy Memorial Day and remember those that have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that, though they're being taken away every time we turn around, the freedom that we have experienced so far. They paid the ultimate lease for us to continue, because as we have said many times, it's never fully paid for. We must continue to pay for it. Well, there he sits, the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama. Most of you probably know him best as a silver-tongued one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eaters man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba!
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, come on in.
You never had a chance, did you, babe? Bubba, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Well, I like I say, I had kind of an active day yesterday. Haven't been around the news, and I asked you, I said, how's the world acted since the last time we were with them? And I'm sure it's a doozy.
Oh, yeah, it's a doozy.
I don't really know. I don't know what has happened, but we got it all out here.
We'll work through it together.
We'll work through it. We'll see what's going on. I'm sure we're continuing to face our problems and keep throwing solutions that never work, but for some reason we think if we say it emotionally enough, it'll work this time.
That's right. If we're just passionate enough about it, right, Somehow it'll work out.
Can I just let everybody know something? It's a little lesson that we all need to learn. Quicker the better. You can be passionately wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely, you can.
So it's this. Just because there's a lot of passion and emotion doesn't mean what you're saying is right, or that we should listen to it.
No.
So we will unpack some of that. Your phone calls will be part of it. And we do need to chat a good bit because, heck, we're not going to see y'all for a few days. We're going to have a little long weekend coming up, and I hope a lot of you get a chance to enjoy that. and spend some time maybe off work yourselves and some time with family and friends. Or maybe the way for you to rest is to not have to deal with your family and friends. Whatever it is, we hope that you, whatever you call rest.
Yes, and remember it being Memorial Day, those who have given the ultimate gift for our freedom, and hope you get to reflect on that a little bit.
I know I'm wearing this out. Of course, they'll get a day, but they won't get a month.
You're right.
But I know I'm wearing that out. Yeah. But it's something.
No, that, it's true.
It's something.
It's important to point out.
Yeah, it really does bother me a lot. You know how some things bother. Yeah, there's some things that bother you, and they should bother you, but they bother you at about the right rate.
Yeah.
Then there's things that should bother you that don't for some reason.
Right.
You know, and then there's things that shouldn't bother you that do. But then there's things that bother you, and they should bother you, and it bothers you so much you can't stop talking about it.
You mean like people mispronouncing Warner Von Braun's name?
Yeah. There you go. See what I'm talking about. And I just try to not waste energy on the ones that I need to work on are things that bother me that shouldn't. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I got you.
Right.
I feel your pain.
I finally have addressed the things in my life that didn't bother me that should. But now if I can just remove the ones that bother me that shouldn't.
Right.
And then there's the ones that are sweet. They bother me and they should bother me and they have always bothered me.
And probably always will.
Right. And that one's a biggie if you think about it. And so, but if I get too, I don't want to get, you know, negative and be jaded. So I won't spend too much time there.
We don't want jadedness today.
No.
Can't imagine what it's like to watch all that if you have a loved one who actually did die in the line of duty. But all right, so we got
some email. I had a busy email day yesterday.
There you go.
With everything going on, the school shooting in Texas, mm-hmm. Top Gun, all that. Got a lot of email. We'll share a little of that with you today.
This Maverick thing, I don't know what to do with it. People just going crazy over Maverick.
I haven't got one negative yet.
It's like hearing the Supreme Court voted 9-0 on anything.
I haven't even heard anything. Somebody will give you, hey, here's the strengths of it, and then here's a little weakness. I haven't even got a little weakness.
Watch it.
There's no way it can live up.
I haven't had one person say to me, because our audience usually is very good about protecting us, because if you've been here a while, you've kind of dialed in our personalities. I haven't had one person say, no, let me tell you something you're not going to like.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I got my ticket for tomorrow night.
We haven't heard it's good, but...
No.
We have not heard the butt.
No, we haven't. Which is a smelly subject.
It is. Very smelly. Very, very smelly.
I know we had some more people saw it last night, so I'm expecting some reviews today.
Yeah. And it opens just about everywhere tonight, doesn't it? It really starts cranking tonight.
I think there's quite a few shows.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be back 15 minutes past the hour. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Well, if you're buying or selling a home, you're already stressed. It's one of the most stressful things you can do. But why don't we see what we can do, you know, working together, you, the audience, us, the show. Let's work together to see if we can, you know, at least downgrade the anxiety and the stress by making sure that you have an agent that has been vetted out, that's the best in their field. They know what they're doing, and you can rest easy that the process is being done right. You can rest easy knowing you're getting the most for the home you're selling, and you're getting the best deal for the home that you're buying. Okay, so the real estate agent is very, very important, which is why we were excited to team up with realestateagentsitrust.com, because they're going to look into the audience of this show and practically every single market, and find people that are in the real estate business. There'll be no part-timers out. Only the most experienced real estate agents with a track record, a long-standing track record, to be the best in their field. So when you go to realestateagentsitrust.com, here's what's happening. You're going to be assigned a real estate agent in the market that you need, and that real estate agent has already been vetted out, and they're the best sellers in their field, and then you go and start working with them. All we need from you is for you to go to realestateagentsitrust.com, provide us with some basic info, then we'll get the team with you. They'll contact you, make the introduction to our preferred agent in your town, and there you go. And then you start working with one of the best of the best. And we have them in practically every single place where you're going to be selling or buying. So go now, realestateagentsitrust.com. I know this can be a stressful process, but with the right real estate agent, it'll be a lot less stressful. Well, Bubba, we know something as tragic as what we just talked about, and it is tragic when you have evil murderers who go on to, you know, campuses where little children are and just gun them down. It's just horrifying. But the politicians, you know, you want to think, well, this has got to be a time where we all have to be calm. We got to be appropriate. Let's first of all be concerned about those that are mourning, and let's wait till we get into the politicizing of something so tragic. And I do commend our president because he did wait 30 seconds before he did.
Right.
But now we have all these gubernatorial situations, and we're in Texas, you know, where this happened, and Abbott is trying to speak to the people of Texas and to the nation, and Beto O'Rourke, not showing a whole lot of discernment here, decides he will use this moment to try to be a drama queen, and it does not go over with the people of Texas that are there. I'm not sure what I can do audio-wise here because the people that can. So here it is. First of all, let's take a look. He's going to be interrupting the governor and, unfortunately, the mayor is it Uvalde? At the same time, really inappropriate.
People, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you want to watch it first? All right, yeah, here we go.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down.
Next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, he needs to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable when you.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of.
Oh my goodness! So he was about to kick out him a sick whatever, and I have to agree that
you heard the one hollering out of line. I think that is the lieutenant governor who was also sitting there. Who we've played his clips many, many times. Now Beto O'Rourke was a congressman for Texas. Then he ran for president. He's running for governor, and he is a big gun control advocate.
Oh yeah,
which you wonder how in the world in Texas does he get any support, but. They're having a press conference trying to update everybody on information about the shooting, and we did get a lot of information yesterday. I'm sure there'll be more today. And then he's up there grandstanding in front of it.
So, Hamzy, what was
that? I was just going to say, and we've already done it, which is fine. We continue to do it. But people in that area who have to live around this idiot, they want us to call him Robert Francis, his real name, and not Beto, because that's what he wants you to call him. Is Beto.
Oh, really?
He nicknamed himself.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that nicknamed himself.
He gave himself
some kind of Latin deal and whatever.
I thought it was some French thing he wanted
French,
to call.
French, I'm sorry. I said Latin. It's French. And so I'd like us to go
Robert
by,
Francis.
I'd like us to actually just shorten it to Francis.
Okay.
I like Philo.
Because you know what he needs to do? Lighten up.
Exactly.
Lighten up Francis.
Yeah.
All right, so Robert Francis.
Robert Francis. All right, I'm going to do that from now on.
So, and that's at the request from the audience that lives with this idiot in Texas.
Well, I'm with you, Bubba. When do you get the word that maybe nobody wants to hear from you? I mean, well,
how did he ever get elected to begin with?
I don't know. Robert Francis.
Robert.
But think, I want y'all to think about this. All right, so all you have to do on these kind of things when you start playing home team is just take this political situation and completely reverse it, okay?
Right.
So you've got a state that's run by your favorite Democrat. Okay, and your favorite Democrat, and then another favorite Democrat who may be a mayor of a town where something like this happens, and then you got your favorite lieutenant governor Democrat, and they're up there at a time of a mass murder of small children. Okay, and they're trying to address the state and the country on what's going on, and Ted Cruz, any of the Republicans that you hate. One of them jumps up in the middle of the first press conference.
Marsha Blackburn or somebody.
And they jump up and start screaming about the Second Amendment and at them while they're trying to do it.
You're a moron for doing that.
And we
That's
would too.
Time and place.
Yeah, you would lose your mind and say time and place. So don't let Robert Francis get away with this just because you love him.
Right.
What he did was wrong, no matter what your political leanings.
It was a grandstand. He was trying to make some point and get some brownie points with some group. I don't know who it is. And, you know, it seemed like if he was really that concerned about it, he would take a comprehensive look. If you want to look at all the things we talked about yesterday, how about this? This came out yesterday. This guy was obsessed with Call of Duty. Obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah.
Shot and killed people day and night playing a video game. Now, there's no way you can convince me that does not play into this equation. No way. No way.
Well, that's what Greg was talking about. You know, when you spin the wheel of sanity, there may be people that play these games. It doesn't affect them in any way, shape, or form.
Majority.
They're level-headed people. But when these things fall into the hands of you know, freak jobs like this.
Yeah.
You see this formula. We've seen it time and time again. You don't have a dad in place.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody who's a loner or who has some issues being social. You tie in certain type of music. You tie in video games. You tie all this in. Then all of a sudden they have a gun and they're a killer.
Yeah.
It's a chain of things. You've got to break that chain at different places. And just trying to stop the – you know, they scream about gun control. Again, what are you really going to do? What are you really going to do? What does that really mean?
Right.
We have areas of our country that have very, very strict gun control laws. One of them is Chicago. Greg Abbott made that point again yesterday. It's not a talking point. It's a fact. Explain to me how you can have some of the most strict gun laws in the country and you have the shootings you have in Chicago every weekend.
Well, and that's why
this, why does that happen?
And that's an adult conversation, and some of you need to understand that this is always your go-to. I am actually willing to listen. Now, we've got to deal with the Second Amendment because you're not going to get rid of that. And if you do, our union is going to begin to split again, and we're going to have a lot of problems,
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So that amendment stands. And but if you wanted to try to be reasonable, say, Rick, but we can still keep that amendment but then do some other stuff. And then I would say to you, okay, so some people have already done that, and I would name the cities you named.
Right.
Has it worked? And then if you were being honest, you would have to come back and say, well, no, Rick, it didn't. So then I would say, well, let's take that off the table then, because that idea has actually been tried on the state and city level, and it has not produced the result that you seem to desire. So I would take that idea and I would get rid of it because it's already been proven that it doesn't work.
You mean kind of a scientific approach?
Does that not make sense? I mean, yeah. Take politics, take your views out of it.
Or Rick, do this. So, before you carry something, say a drug, we've had that discussion a lot lately, before you release it on the whole country, what do? You do testing in the laboratory, then you do limited testing.
Right.
Let's take a place and you put in all the gun controls you want to and see if it actually makes a difference.
It hasn't.
You test it.
Right.
And then we can also test some of these other theories. But there's a point where it doesn't matter what all of us think or what we would like or how passionate we are about it. We've got this little problem called the Constitution that guarantees certain rights, and you can't trample over that. Period.
That road is a ridiculous road to be on because it's never going to work. You're not going to remove guns. Even if you were able to pull off removing guns from all law-abiding citizens and they're not allowed to have them, you're just going to have people who can't defend themselves against criminals and a government that still has guns. I mean, that plan is no good. So if we want to go into more of a comprehensive plan of what in the world is wrong with our sick, twisted society.
Guns are a symptom, not the root cause.
No.
And we've got to get to the root cause if you really, really want to make a difference. Now, if you just want political points and grandstand, scream gun control.
We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we have MSNBC. MSNBC is one of those places, if you can go there and just, if you ever want to just test, you know.
Where am I at?
Yeah, where am I at? am I controlling my anger? It's just a silly little stop on the media choices. And they are totally obsessed with Donald Trump. I mean, he is in their head. Somehow Trump is tied to everything they can talk about. You would almost think that Trump is still the president. And Joe Biden didn't win. You know, I mean, he's still running the whole wide world. Everything that is wrong is tied to Trump. And with these midterms coming up and the primaries that keep happening, they're really terrified of Trump. And if you don't believe that, Adler has a montage, and this is only 1 hour. Are you saying that this is only 1 hour of coverage during the primaries on MSNBC, and listen when they're covering the primaries, how many times they say Trump. All right, so here we go.
What does it mean for Donald Trump? What does the former president do tomorrow? The Trump endorsement. What does Donald Trump do tomorrow?
Donald Trump.
What is the storyline that you think the national media has missed when it comes to Georgia, which is a state you live in and cover?
Donald Trump. Thank
Is this part of Trump derangement syndrome? Or?
No, I mean, to be fair, I think it was 3 hours, but still.
Okay. He did endorse some candidates. There seems to be still a lot of focus on President Trump.
You think?
And it was everywhere the other night. Right, yeah. I heard Newt Gingrich talk about, and this is what drives me nuts about these people, is Newt Gingrich was on Hannity, and he was talking about how, now I want you to think about this statement. That no other politician ever in his lifetime, Newt Gingrich, who, by the way, ran for president. We've had him here in the studio.
Newt Gingrich.
He said that no person has had more influence on elections than Donald Trump. And all you've heard the last 2 days is Georgia this, Georgia that. No one's talking about the powerful influence that won elections all across the country.
Yeah.
They're not bringing that up.
It would be like talking about the Patriots the year they lost one game.
Correct.
And all you talked about was them losing.
And
the
that's
Super Bowl.
All you're seeing. You're right. And it's ridiculous. Right.
Trump is active politically, and I think that's something that you don't usually see from Republicans. I mean, usually when they leave office, you never hear from them again. J.C. Watts, Fred Thompson was that way. W. Bush, you don't hear a lot out of him. And so it is kind of unique how active he's been in the political process.
Yeah, well,
he gets attention.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise you, though. He didn't really have the personality of those other men you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, and Fred Thompson, let's face it, we just couldn't get him motivated.
Rick, as much as we love Donald Trump sound bites, he loves them more than we do.
That's true.
I can promise you that.
This is his personality.
Yeah. Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Look, it was more entertaining. Right. We got to admit that. Right. And gas prices were a lot lower.
Amen to that.
Huh? Can't argue with that.
We had plenty of baby formula.
Of jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the economy was clicking along.
Stock market. All our stocks looked a lot better than they did today.
I actually had a retirement.
I
still don't know what everybody was mad about.
Well, a few mean tweets. Come on.
There's another one coming. I didn't even realize this. I got totally immersed. Should I?
Go ahead.
Should I even be? I was totally immersed in this yesterday because I'm going to say, and I don't want to be with these. Hey, I'm in the media and I'm panicking people, but it really is true. This mess we've got ourselves in on supply and demand and supply chains and all this and diesel and it is going to start. It's already started. Affect everything.
Oh yeah.
Because. Y'all know we need trucks to get things places. Even if something's sitting at point A, if you can't get it to point B, you go, well, we've got a shortage on that. You may not have a shortage on it, but if you can't get it to the place you get it,
let me tell you, the diesel shortage.
You're not going to believe the next one coming.
The diesel shortage is going to be the most damaging of all of them. Mm-hmm. Because if those trucks don't run, stuff don't move.
Right. Well, you know how sometimes we don't we've talked about, with modern technology, it's not as – we struggle. We like having a hard copy of the stories to look at, and you like having a printer, and you like having a copier, and all that. Let me tell you what is happening now: paper and ink shortage. And you're about to get to where you can't get paper.
Yeah.
Do you realize we're struggling on paper right now and ink? That's
I hadn't heard of that shortage.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got knee deep in.
Maybe this will finally force y'all to an iPad or something, so we don't have to keep printing out all these stories.
Yeah. But
that month.
See, I'm looking at the bright side.
That month.
By the way, still don't understand why the monthly bill is still going up.
What's that?
I can explain it to you.
Okay. But what I'm talking about, we're about to start having shortages on things. How do we get a shortage on that? And it goes back to shipping, trucks, diesel, You know, we're talking, we may have a diesel shortage.
That is, see, the shipping part of it and the trucks and the diesel is the common denominator in everything.
It is.
I mean, everything.
Yeah. And the problem we ran into on the baby formula, Greg, it was a horrible formula, pun intended. And that is, we don't make enough of it here in our country like we once do. We only got four places.
It's good planning.
And then we decided
shut one down.
And then the FDA said we won't take any formula from other countries. Of course, we are now. But you couldn't do that. It had to be from here. 98% of it's done here. One of the plants got in a bind and got it could not and shut down. So we didn't have enough supply for the demand.
Again, bad planning.
Yeah, it's awful planning. Well, you know, when we become more and more dependent on the rest of the world, and the rest of the world, either you don't trust what they're sending you or they cut you off, you're in a bind.
It's not
or
bad.
You decide to do an embargo against them and they say, well, here's one back.
It's not bad planning. There's no planning at all. Government is reactive on everything.
You're talking about shoot ready aim?
Right. There's no proactive approach to government. That's why we get everything that we get when it comes to government.
Right. Well, think about, like we said, with these horrible shootings. We got one in that church in Texas that happened a few years ago simply because the stupid government didn't get the paperwork done on the guy's not supposed to be able to get guns.
Yeah.
That's right. That was the Southern, the church shooting in Sutherland, Texas, right?
Yeah. You talk about a bunch of just a monolith of slow incompetence and bureaucracy, and we want to keep giving them more responsibility, more stuff? I mean, I don't understand the logic of that.
From the No Name Studio, you got Team Rick and Bubba Speedy on vacation. We'll all be back, Lord willing, on Tuesday. Tomorrow, a Rick and Bubba Best of Show, some of the most memorable moments in Rick and Bubba history. And then on Monday, a Rick and Bubba Replay. Everybody off on Memorial Day as we spend time reflecting on those that gave the ultimate gift to us and paid for the freedoms that we enjoy but seem to be willing to give up now, which is odd. Why don't we reflect on that, too? Hey, and welcome back, Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us.
Charles Barkley is in the news again today.
Hey, Rick, where's Bubba? I mean, I don't even understand these people. They got to clean up.
So we now have Charles Barkley, and, you know, he'll say anything. And him, NBA on TNT, I think he's more fun and dangerous now than he's ever been because he kind of thinks he's made it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
he's untouchable.
I mean, what are you going to do with him?
Man, I got so much money. I mean,
he's in San Francisco or talking about San Francisco.
The Golden State, being in the conference finals.
Right, and we all know this, that San Francisco, and there's been a lot of people that have talked about it privately. Now Barkley's going to go publicly.
Oh, yeah.
That this beautiful city, because of the way the extremists to the far left have decided to run this beautiful city into the ground. I mean, you even got people calling the streets of San Francisco third world is disrespectful to third world. L.A. the same way. And it's just a mess.
And you remember when we went that time.
Yeah,
it was one of my favorite places I've ever seen.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I really enjoyed our trip to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have to, you know, dodge a lot of flags there that are hanging everywhere. But
sure.
You get through that. It really is a beautiful place. I enjoyed touring. And I wanted to go back.
I really did.
It was one of the most fun stops.
Well, we've got human waste and everything piling up on the streets.
Home of the Pink Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Technically,
that was San Mateo.
Hey, Shaq, let me ask you something. The other night I was over at the hotel, and they were asking me about some kind of Pink Newcastle.
And so here is Barkley on TNT talking about the rain. And then he veers off on he thinks it needs to rain in San Francisco
but
to clean it up. So here
he goes. You know the bad thing about all this rain? It's not raining in San Francisco to clean up those dirty-ass streets they got there.
Say it again,
Chuck. San Francisco, you know, it's a great city. But all that dirtiness and homelessness, y'all, man, y'all got to clean that off the streets. I wish it, because it's raining like hell down here.
Look, that looks beautiful.
No. You go three blocks over.
The Pacific Ocean is right there.
Go three blocks over by our hotel.
It's raining so hard down here. San Francisco need a good washing.
That was Thrive City where we did the show.
That's a good part of San Francisco. Unfortunately, TNT put us in the bad part of the city.
Y'all got to go down here.
See, getting a bad hotel room, even their crew, even Charles Barkley's not immune from the company trying to cut corners and giving them a bad hotel.
Oh, I hear it's all. I have people that have to do business there.
Pictures. Wow.
You know who has to go there a lot, by the way?
Hey.
Oh, Rick, I bet he
Greg
loves
York. Yeah.
Hey, been to San Francisco lately? Burgess. Hey, if you'd like, you want to know what it's like? You been out to the landfill lately? Go out there and picture staying in a hotel that's in the middle of the landfill.
It is.
Hey, now look, what I'm telling you, graveyard. Between you and me. Don't tell nobody. Between you, me, and the graveyard. San Francisco, hey, nasty.
Nasty.
Hey, had to go to San Francisco, not by choice.
How about, Rick, when they go too much human waste, when that's the subject.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come on.
You've been around old hog pen.
Oh, Greg, come on now. I mean,
you talking about hogwash? I heard the definition about that got started like this morning.
Y'all had some very interesting tidbits in the kickoff.
What do you call those things? Little sayings?
Idioms?
Idioms, yeah. Remember, we did it. We were obsessed with idioms.
You had a book.
I did. I don't know where it is. I think it's in my office somewhere. I don't know if it made the move. I still have this mysterious box that didn't make the move. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
It's somewhere. It's probably in that storage room under one of them chairs.
It may be, by the way. It may be.
You know, the way that some of those things come about are pretty funny. I don't know if the stories that are tied to them are actually true or not, but they're interesting.
They're very clever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell the hogwash one again? Because I thought that was interesting.
Do you like hogwash?
I did.
I don't.
Because I use hogwash a lot. Basically, the people
they're
and,
on a ship,
and the animals
would travel
on the boats.
A lot of them have
boats.
To do with ships, by the way.
I know.
And, well,
and where you store stuff.
The Mississippi River is responsible for 80% of them. And the hogs stunk, so before they would put them on there, because they're going to be there with people too, they would wash them off. And then what came off of them, the puddles, mud and all that, was called hogwash. It was useless.
Useless and smelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if something is useless and smelly, you call it hogwash.
Well, I've noticed also with our idioms, we also will bring the pig in it a lot.
Yeah, the pig.
The pig.
We'll throw money up his butt.
Pigs, you know what I mean? Pigs and ships moving things has a
we'll
lot
try to put
it.
Lipsticks on them. I mean, we got all kinds of pig and hog analogies.
Yeah, lipstick on the pig is been used
many times. Yeah, I told you.
And where you store things on a ship is important.
Right. Apparently. Yes, apparently.
Yes.
And that one really, really, really stuck.
You talking about high transit?
Yeah. It really stuck.
That one did stick.
It really did and stink. But the I was talking – who was I talking to? And they were talking about the difficulty of when you're trying to take a hog to market versus cows.
Yeah.
And they said if something goes south and you can't get the hog to market then, like, hey – it's not going to be open by the time we get there, whatever. They said they will just throw hay and food inside the trailer. They will not unload the hog and load them again.
Yeah. Well, that's the process.
Yeah, they said, now cows you can take out, put back in. But, what it takes to get a hog in that trailer, once you got him in there, you're just done with
and
it.
You do. I mean, hogs are very intelligent.
Yeah.
They are.
See, everybody always has to do that. And I knew you were going
to
do it.
I was waiting. I thought Bubba was going to be the one.
You're not
to tell
allowed
us
to talk about pigs and hogs without somebody
they're
saying
intelligent.
They're quite intelligent.
They are, Rick. Yeah. They're right there. You can potty train them and everything.
Yeah. But, Greg, you're the kind of person that doesn't like that people bring stuff like
that. I like when they also like to point out, Rick, they also like to point out that they don't sweat. So we say sweating like a pig is actually incorrect.
Yeah, there's always a person's got to weigh in on that.
Yeah.
It's almost like you hand out the who's going to say they're smart and who's going to say they don't sweat.
They're extremely intelligent.
You know
what's not
I will
a turkey.
I will say this for them to be as intelligent as we're told they are. I don't see them doing a lot of tricks.
I saw one reading a book.
Do you? I mean, you never see one playing a horn or balancing a ball on its. You know what I mean? I mean, all the tricks that we're always amazed by.
If you ask me, Greg, who is more intelligent, a hog or a seal? I would go with the seal.
I would too. I would go for as showmanship.
Yeah,
the seal.
That's all kinds of cool stuff.
And look, they can play Mary Had a Little Lamb with horns.
Ain't no hog done that.
I'll tell you.
I have never.
Maybe
seen,
that's not how you measure.
I've never seen a hog play any instrument and have carry a tune with it.
Hog may be too smart to go, you know what, I ain't messing with this. That's y'all are a bunch of idiots.
Right. Yeah, you think
y'all
are going
to have me balancing a ball on my nose.
Right. True. I ain't no dancing bear.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how you going to show how intelligent people? You are, though?
Well, that I don't know.
Everything for a pig, though, the way they're shaped and everything's a little more difficult.
You know, I mean, look at
Porky. And that hoof.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And look at Porky. I mean, once he went got that vest on, he's like, forget the pants.
Right.
I mean, it's too much to do. But you know what he's talking about? Yeah, look at how I'm shaped.
Look at me. Guys, I'm reading something right now that says, according to research, a middle-aged pig can be as smart as a three-year-old human being.
Oh, yes.
And they know how to adapt to complex environmental situations.
What, by laying in mud?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't sweat.
Can I tell you what? Can I tell you what they are?
I've never seen one build a nest.
They were like, we don't sweat, so I need to cool off. Well, there's some mud.
Have you ever seen one build anything?
Mm. No. Can I tell you this?
A beaver can build a dam.
You know, again, if you ask me who's the most intelligent, I'd go with beaver.
If you put pig versus beaver,
they're like engineers.
Oh, guys, you know what we have here? The hog, pig, slash that, whatever your size you're talking about. That animal is the animal kingdom's ultimate underachiever.
Really
he's got
is.
So much potential.
For all of it, smart.
Yeah. He's so smart, he gets out of doing anything.
This is interesting. Look, different IQs of insects and animals.
Now, listen, you can't measure the IQ of an ant.
What about a hamster?
You can put them in a maze. You can put them in a maze.
You ever watched ants, Greg?
Yeah, they're amazing. I always wanted a hamster.
Chicken is a four?
Really? No way.
We're way low on the scale here.
Look at the koala, 5.1.
All right, we'll be back. More Rick and Bubba next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
866 We Be Big. You can reach us now, make a comment, ask a question, bring information to the table. Not designed for meaningless shout outs or shameless plugs, but those get the instant buzzer. But you can reach us now. We open up all 10 lines and for you to come in rapid fire. Bubba and Helms each have a timeout, and they can give it to you if they so desire as you get lined up and ready to go. We were watching the different intelligence of the animals in the break. And
Adler, can you put that back up?
I don't buy that a raven is smarter than a chimpanzee.
I do not either.
Look, they might be impressive, but have they ever produced their own tools?
No.
They have not.
I've never seen a monkey run from a scarecrow.
Thank you. A monkey doesn't think a scarecrow's a person.
No.
So a raven and a crow are not exactly the same, but they're in the same world, aren't they? It's two different birds, but they're in the same world, right?
Oh, wait, they have crows way down the list here.
Oh, do they?
There you go.
So raven and crow, not the same thing.
Yeah, so okay. Raven's almost twice as smart as
crow. I don't buy
saying a crow is one of the most intelligent birds. The whole group. Yeah.
And also clarification why the sheep is higher than you think it would be. Okay. I heard this get clarified in a message one time. It was true why Christ uses sheep as the analogy for us. They say everybody thinks that he's not saying sheep are stupid because they're not. They're helpless.
Okay.
And that's a big difference. They really have no way to defend themselves.
They don't have any type of defense mechanism, right? I mean, even a fainting goat has that.
Yeah,
right.
it says, a lot of people say they're stupid. It's not that they're stupid. They're helpless. To Garrett,
I don't know about falcons either. You put a hood on them and they just sit there. You know
that's got to hurt.
Yeah, I would think that if you put a bag over their head, they just sit there like nothing's happening.
Dog ranked very high on the list.
There's 43 IQ.
Yeah,
but a squirrel's higher than a cat. I don't think so.
Well, I've seen them go through. I've seen them go through some obstacle courses that people set up in their yards that are amazing.
I've seen a lot of cats chewing on squirrels.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I think that's the ultimate test. I've never seen a squirrel chewing on a cat.
We have, you remember Post Malone, not the artist, but the doctor.
Right.
Now I must warn all of you that watch archives, warning, there's certain people that shows aren't allowed to interview. And Dr. Malone has been on those lists sometimes.
And now, Rick, who is Dr. Malone? He actually helps or has part of the patent that created the mRNA technology we're using in the COVID shots. He's one of the founders of that.
So you remember him saying that it certainly served a purpose. He was not a big fan of giving these vaccines to small children that are not at risk of really of any consequence. That maybe, you know, that would not be the wise thing to do. He basically said it was a great idea for those that are, you know, sitting in the category of, hey, if I get COVID, I got some bad comorbidities that might make it more likely that I will die. So you definitely want to give yourself as much protection as you can. But he thought we were being a little haphazard with the technology, especially involving small children. So that got him banned. He wasn't allowed to say that. But now he's talking about, and we all had it. We started talking about it when we came on the show a couple of weeks ago, the new monkeypox thing.
Monkeypox.
And Dr. Robert Malone is going to give us concrete facts about how much risk you really are at involving monkeypox. And he's going to talk about this is a new thing that our media sources, some of them more than others, seem to be obsessed with. And it's a new phrase that he has come up with. And we'll just let him speak in his own words. This is courtesy of Real America's Voice. Here he is.
Getting on to your question, is monkeypox related to smallpox? Yes. So is cowpox, which is used to vaccinate against smallpox historically. This was Edward Jenner. So is camelpox. There are a number of these pox viruses that are absolutely not lethal in humans. The mortality rate in humans is less than 1%. This is only spread by close contact. All the cases so far have been, let's say, generally men who have sex with men. And monkeypox has been endemic in Central Africa for probably the history of humankind, because it resides in a number of animal species. And of the two clades of monkeypox, the one that's circulating right now, calling it circulating is a gross overstatement. The one that has had a few scattered cases is the least of the two in terms of its disease. So is this more fear porn? And that is the title of my Substack for today, Monkeypox, Truth versus Fear Porn. My assessment is it is absolutely another case of the media and the government cooperating to spin up more fear that is absolutely unfounded.
Well, that's pretty straightforward.
We all can take a deep breath on monkeypox.
He's like, don't let these people that are putting out what he's called fear porn, meaning there's some people just obsess over fear, and I got to put out all the fear content I can personally put out. And he's saying, here are the facts on monkeypox. There's a very, very tiny, 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 tiny percentage of people that should be, first of all, concerned about monkeypox at all.
What's that on Adler's arm?
Remember when we were talking about my grease burn? Before things get crazy.
I heard them qualifications, boy.
Before things get crazy and they start trying to do lockdowns and all that kind of stuff, this is a grease burn. Everybody be careful. Lay the chicken away from you. Don't let it. And don't drop it either. Okay. Right. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Okay, monkey.
Thanks for the opportunity to clarify, buddy.
Yeah. So, but he does bring up a point. Look, everybody, don't let some of these media sources, don't let these people, keep you terrified all the time. He's saying, can I just put out a word here? Don't live your life in morbid fear of monkeypox. Come on. I don't even understand the transition to monkeypox. Are we upset because the latest variants of COVID are not lethal enough? Has the media gotten bored with everybody testing positive for COVID and surviving?
Rick,
is it just upsetting them?
Here's the problem with the media. They have to be trying to scare you. I carry you back to the great Christmas movie Scrooged.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they've always got to have a terror because that's what they feel like drives ratings. If they come on the newscast and say, we're having a great day, everybody's getting along, traffic's good, weather's good, they feel like they got no story. They got no show.
No way David Muir could open a show up like that.
No.
He's always, the world's ending every time
we watch the opening of ABC News so we can laugh at it.
Right.
Because it's usually the same. It doesn't matter what's going on. As we come on the air, breaking news.
Yeah.
At this very moment.
At this moment.
Fill in the blank.
They'll go millions in its path. Well, yeah, it's a system moving across the U.S., so there are millions in its path.
There's always millions of people. That doesn't mean it's going to actually come to where you are, but you might be in its path.
Yeah, millions.
And Fox has their own version of it. Fox Alert. Hey, Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
All of them.
Your Fox Alert thing, when y'all first started using it, I thought, oh, my gosh, something's happened. Y'all Fox Alert every single story.
Yeah,
you can't do Fox Alert when the two anchors prior to your show ran the same story you're running.
Right.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it's not an alert.
Every show has to restart the hype.
Yeah, oh yeah. Do you ever watch, like, on these news and all of them, including Fox, It's almost like they think we missed. There's no chance we saw the show on before then.
No chance.
Yeah, they're the first one for delivering.
Right.
By the time you get to prime time, it's like, in case you missed the other six shows that led with this story, Fox alert.
I always say, you know, the anchor that handed it off to you just did this story.
Yeah. I mean, just as they closed up.
Right. And Fox alert. We just heard this story. So anyway, that's
part of why I honestly love working for this show. Because if I had to work for just a straight news program, it is that term that Dr. Malone said, and it's just waving and screaming, and look at us. You have to panic, and fear drives viewership, and it's just a sad, terrible state that our media is in.
Yeah. Well, we have a story today that says really, that's talking about heart disease. I mean, I'm thinking to myself that. I think a lot of us, it would really do us all some good to turn the news off.
Yeah. Yes.
Turn it off. I mean, I guess I can't, on the monkeypox scare, all I can think of is, are they thinking that the latest variants and sub-variants of the COVID virus, the COVID-19 virus, are they thinking, we just don't know that it can hold its own for us to do the thing where nobody has to identify themselves to vote?
Well, the fear factor's burning out. I mean, you know, you go out now, you still see a person with a mask or two, and that's fine if they want to wear it.
Of course,
The general public, I think, is so far beyond that. I don't think we'll ever go back, frankly. And I think it's really hurt us when something comes along that really could be deadly higher than 1%.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Yeah, the sub-variants, do you think it's now like, man, this just looks like people are getting sick like of all the other stuff, and then they get better. I don't know. We can't scare people anymore with this. Which we keep throwing out hot spot and surges, and they've ignored us the last two times we've done that. Because it seems to kind of have a rise and fall that does its own thing, and the good news is it looks like that we're getting better at treating it, and it's getting weaker as far as it being lethal. What's wrong with saying that?
Hey, that's called good news.
Hey, right? it'll be around. We'll probably never be rid of it, but it's not as deadly as it once was because we're better prepared, and it too is waning. Is that okay? I mean, that's the kind of story I want to watch.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, "Man, I don't know. We might need monkeypox." So you don't think the ongoing COVID scares enough? I don't think so. I think we're losing everybody's attention.
We need something else that they're not familiar with. They're kind of getting educated on the COVID thing.
Yeah.
We need some new mysterious thing that they don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah. You know what they probably said? All right. Anybody got any scary pictures of monkeypox? Oh, yeah. We got some scary ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is the sound of it. It doesn't have some science word that you can't pronounce. Monkey. Everybody can say monkeypox.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hey, you heard what happened to Billy, didn't you? Monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
As a matter of fact, some of the first stories that came out, they were using pictures that they were trying to show monkeypox, and it wasn't even monkeypox.
Right.
It was smallpox.
Yeah.
They're related, but they were using exactly the same photograph.
Here, I'll show my grease burn just for some viewership to help give us.
This could happen to you. It's monkeypox.
It's a grease burn. I promise.
Yeah, whatever, buddy.
I dropped the chicken in the grease.
We might get burnt with grease. We need to be able to mail in our vote with no identification. We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thank you for being with us as we are moving forward. We got Helmsy. We got the real Greg Burgess. We got Adler and Speedy on vacation. As we mentioned, his son getting married this weekend. And he'll be back with us, all of us together, Lord willing, on Tuesday. Best of Rick and Bubba tomorrow. Rick and Bubba replay on Memorial Day. And thanks to all of you who have loved ones who gave the ultimate gift for the freedoms that we enjoy, but for some reason keep wanting to give up as we look back on and remember those on Memorial Day. All right, so Bubba, as we start this hour, we got a couple of dog stories that we can do. One of them, Adler has ready for us. There's video on this. Now, if you're a rat, and I mean the animal, and you're trying to figure out where you want to go, oh, boy, this rat makes a bad, bad decision.
I'm not a fan of rats.
Boy, I can't stand them.
This is a dog park in New York. Do I understand that right?
If you're a rat, stay out of the dog park. I mean, the dogs look at you as a chew toy.
A lot of people. Look how big this dog park is.
It's all dirt.
They love a dog park.
How do the dogs not fight? You know, because them old neighborhood dogs we have, they get too many around each other.
Look at the rat in the middle.
Oh, my gosh, look at it.
Oh, buddy, it is at the wrong place.
Now, that's a pretty big rat, too.
It's a really big rat, and this guy needs to get away from it.
Big as a billiard ball.
Well, that's a New York rat.
Why is that guy trying to keep his dog from killing the rat?
I do not know. Why?
Probably doesn't want to have some kind of disease.
You think disease is an issue?
Plus, the dogs are probably start fighting it.
That's true.
There it is. Look at that rat. That rat's in a bind.
That poodle,
the rat's nearly as big as it.
Good night. Look at that rat. At one time, I thought it was the mayor, but that's actually a rat.
That French bulldog's about to get it.
Yeah.
Do you notice the poodles didn't even give it a second look? No. They wanted nothing to do with it.
And one guy wishes his dog would behave.
I think the French bulldog's leading the charge.
What is that one right there, that orange one? What is that?
It's a dingo.
He's serious about it.
That's your standard short-haired yellow dog.
Every neighborhood. That's like the yellow dog that's in every neighborhood.
I want you to look.
He grabbed that bulldog twice. He was trying to get it.
I want you to look at yellow dog. Yellow dog at first says, I don't know. Then he says, I think I should do something. Then he does. Then he backs off, says, that wasn't great. Watch yellow dog. He's not. He says, I'm going to do something. Like, I don't know.
That tastes gross.
If you will people watch this clip, it may be better than the.
Yeah, look at the guy controlling the dog.
Look, one guy's got a man purse there.
Oh, man. One guy's holding a kid up there.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like a fat Speedy.
There it is.
And I looked for a video that had the real audio or the natural sound on it, but every single one that's posted online that I can find, it's all put underneath it, the music like, New York, New York, it's a heck of a town. You know, that kind of stuff.
New York, New York, New York. Rats as big as Volkswagens.
Speaking of dogs, I saw where we had this footage of a dog costume, and I thought, yeah. Till I went and looked at it. Rick. Unbelievable detail in this dog costume.
It's a dog.
$15,000 dog. That's a person in that, Rick.
There's no person in
that. Wait, it's a real person.
Yeah.
That's not a dog costume.
Wait, he's going to roll over.
It's got like weird feet, so he kind of has to move kind of weird, too.
Yeah.
That's a person.
Oh, wow.
The only thing that doesn't look real is the feet.
Why would we want this? I mean, what are we doing?
Y'all, look at that.
It's a Japanese man that bought it.
He always wanted to live as an animal, he said.
Are you being honest?
No. Yeah.
So this is
his story he's been all about all day. $16,000, by the way, for that suit.
Yeah. What, he wants to pretend he's a dog?
But you would walk up and pet that dog.
Wait, this is not...
You got to admit, Rick, that's a pretty good suit.
Oh, it is. But, I mean, is he like, I'm going to a costume contest, or I want to be a dog?
He just wants to experience it.
He just wants to experience it. I'm going to tell you,
he's a weirdo.
Weirdo,
for
sure.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, he's got like a thong on under that.
There's things about this story we don't want to know.
Oh, Rick, anytime you involve this animal person thing...
Have you ever been around those weirdos? Or heard about them?
The furries or furries?
Oh, my
gosh. What do they call them?
I don't think it's Furby, Greg. That's a children's toy.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, Adler, when you were wanting to be and imitated a dog for a period of time, was this what you did?
Oh, this had to be.
I pretended to be a dog for one day. I asked my mom to have some food on a bowl on the floor. One time, I was 5 years old, and you guys won't let me live it down.
But would you have loved to have had this?
It's an impeccable costume. It really is.
Rick, he called us out on that earlier. We brought it up. He goes, but he did admit later that he did run around like a monkey for like months.
Yeah. Years. I was a jungle boy for about five years.
You've called him a woodland creature for a long time.
Right. It kind of ties all together.
Yeah, really. It's almost like I could see something that wasn't even privy to.
What you can't tell in this, the guy must be really small because I don't know how big this dog costume is. You know what I'm saying?
The detail on it is just amazing. The mouth is moving, y'all. He must be able to do something with his jaw to make the mouth move.
So here's my question. If I pretend to be a dog,
look at that.
Like this, and I go this far as to spend $16,000 on an authentic costume, am I barking or am I talking? Am I a human who lives as a dog, or am I trying to be a complete dog? Bark.
I don't think he's allowed to talk. That's just my guess.
Well, why is the mouth moving?
Barking.
Does he need to be careful going down to the dog park dressed like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, he does.
Some conventions, you need to be careful.
It goes
like
back to
– especially in the spring.
Watch out for the Rottweiler.
Do you remember the great joke about the two men in the cow costume?
No.
You don't remember the punchline?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I was acting like I didn't know it, so maybe you dropped it.
Well, the punchline's not nasty. I mean, he just –
It's not?
No, when they got in a bind, dressed as a cow with a bull.
And he said, what are we going to do? And the guy in the head said, well, I'm about to nibble a little grass, but you might want to brace yourself.
That's funny.
I'm going to nibble a little grass.
You might brace yourself. Yeah. Up front here, I'm fine. There
so, it is, y'all. Y'all, that should not be allowed. That should not be allowed. That should be outlawed. Nobody should be allowed to live. We're letting people just live as anything they want now.
Yeah, I wonder how long you stayed.
At some point, we have to say no.
Just say no.
Right, and that's...
I would love like a super realistic monkey costume though, because like the ability to mess with people would be awesome. I would just like hang out in office buildings and be like,
Rick, he told me
that's what you would do.
Well, I wouldn't make that sound. I'd make a better sound.
Yeah, I said, like
no, he told me.
You gotta get better than that.
Adler told me one time when he was a kid, every Halloween that he thought it was sharp. When he had a monkey head, and you have a suit and tie on with a monkey head. And that was his go-to.
Thought that was it. I did that for 3 years.
He said he thought it was awesome.
So you just thought that was the coolest thing you could possibly do. A suit on with a jacket and a tie, and then a monkey head. I'd walk up and be like, "Check out my monkey suit."
And so, where did you get the monkey head?
It was part of my gorilla costume. I had a gorilla costume.
Part of my gorilla costume, Rick.
Like I had you it around here. I had it around here somewhere. I think I got it in a box in my office.
No, you do not. So, but you thought if you put a suit on with it, that was the ultimate.
Oh yeah, it's cool.
Can I tell you this? I know that you're more and more transparent as the years go by. Remember everything you say, Greg hears.
Yeah, he remembers.
Don't forget it.
It's like you're just
an elephant.
You're just like giving fuel. You know,
donkey never forgets. You guys know the saying.
Yeah, right. Yes. Hey, let me tell you something. You think he'll ever forget anything that you reveal to him? Never.
Nothing.
He files it away and says, I will attack with that when I need it.
Especially if it's something you're ashamed of.
Thank you, Greg. Once again, this is a burn, not monkeypox. I'm like, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah. But we all pretended to be a dog at some point when we were kids. But
that didn't go that far.
But that's going way too far.
Yeah, I think he's a grown man with a job and stuff.
No way he has a pretty sharp looking.
Well, it is, but again,
the claws look a little overdone to me.
I'd like to see him clip those.
Yeah. It looks more like a badger or something.
Yeah, or a polar bear or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no doubt.
There's no dog walking around with claws that big if you're in, being kept.
Yeah. But as far as a dog suit, I mean, come on.
Well, no, I got you, Greg, but what I'm getting to, though, is this. My son, wants to live life as a dog. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. He got a really good dog costume this time.
You aren't going to believe his latest dog
costume. That's a really good
dog.
Looks
a lot better than his old one.
Yeah, that's a really good dog costume your son will live in.
That's not a good one.
Rick and Bubba. Ooh, I found a realistic gorilla costume. It's only $400. Can we buy it for the show? It's for the show.
Yes.
Do you have it?
You want the credit card?
There we go. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, it's $15 off.
Oh, that's a steal. You're saving money at that point.
We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick, glad to be here and thank all of you for joining.
Did you know there's a new Elvis movie?
I saw a little preview of that on something I was watching the other day, and I thought, well, it just kind of hit me out of the blue. Why another Elvis movie right now?
Let's be honest. Looking back, and Greg, this is kind of your area. I know Tom Hanks is in this one. I saw it. He's Colonel Parker in this. Looking at it,
it's young Elvis. The movie is when he's first. Yeah.
Which to me is the most interesting.
Yeah, the clip I saw looked pretty good because Colonel Tom was somewhere and saw him singing, and you could see the wheels turning. Hey, I need
saw
to
the way the crowd
lock him in. Yeah.
But back to this, do we really think up to this point has there really ever been an Elvis movie that was well done?
Let me think.
Can you think of any that were well done?
The one with Kurt Russell was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was a made-for-TV
movie. I don't think you can say that.
It was a made-for-TV movie. You remember there was the made-for-TV, was it like a series that time? It had the guy that was in Pet Sematary?
Right.
There's been a lot.
How do I watch this?
Then you got Walk the Line. Movie, right? It wasn't about Elvis, but he was young Elvis with Johnny Cash.
You can't throw Walk the Line in there. That's about Johnny Cash. By the way, great movie.
That is a good movie.
One of my favorite biography movies.
Yeah. I'm in that prison.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. So I think there hasn't been a really good Elvis movie. I'm going to come down with no.
I don't know that I've seen
I've seen a good documentary.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Guys, I'm going to tell you, some of you out there, whatever you do, there's a certain documentary on Elvis that they keep the live mic on him longer than you want.
When they ask him if he saw the moon landing, go ahead and turn the volume.
Yeah, you want to tell him to turn. And when he's in the car being transported and somebody asked if he saw the movie landing, just
don't. So it's not out yet.
No, coming out June 24th. Okay. But the reason why it's in the news today.
They got the trailer running. People have actually seen it.
The 77-year-old widow of Elvis Presley, Cilla.
Cilla.
They showed it. They premiered it. Do you say Cannes? Cannes? What is this festival?
The Cannes Film Festival.
Is it Cannes Film Festival?
I think it's just Cannes.
Cannes?
I don't think you say the S for some reason.
Oh, well, there's an S on it. In Cannes.
I'm probably wrong.
Solid S. We've all heard of it.
We know what you're talking about.
You know where I'm talking about. The movie's been premiered to that place where they premiered it.
Yeah.
And she's 77 now. And they said that they watched her during it because everybody's eyes were on her and said that she had to fight back tears and wipe away tears. And she had spoken out in strong support of this film based on his life, basically saying, I think this is the best shot at what somebody's tried to do of a story of my ex-husband
and this
king of rock and roll.
If Tom Hanks is tied to it in directing or acting, it's usually pretty good.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
And
I'm going to say?
I bet I can guess.
I'm
not going to say it now.
I'm going to say that I thought she did a great job in the Naked Gun scene.
And I did. And I am 100% exactly right. But I think you wanted to go further and say a line.
That's all I wanted to say.
Features an animal.
You can't help it, can you?
It's him. It's not me.
When I brought her name up, I watched boop, 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 and everybody in here went to the Naked Gun.
That whole series was so funny.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if Tom Hanks, why he didn't get his son Chet to play Elvis in this, you know?
I don't know.
The one we had on the other day?
Oh, that's right.
Boy.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Tattooed.
Oh, tats.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess they're saying that Priscilla Presley thought it was well done.
Let me ask you this.
I'm just telling you a story, Sam.
According
to one of the questions, person, that's how I thought it was this...
Y'all.
I was going to try to look up the best movies about Elvis, but it kept giving me the list of the best movies Elvis was in.
No, we don't want that.
No. Did you ever see any of those?
No, my mother said, though, you know, she was big when she was a young girl, and she said, you know, we didn't miss one. She said we all knew they were bad, and we didn't care because we knew Elvis would sing eventually in the movie. Yeah. She said we rushed to the theater, which is what Colonel Tom Parker knew would happen. You think he cared if Elvis was a good actor?
So don't forget.
Let me ask you this.
He derailed his singing career when he got in all these movies.
Have you seen the movie King Creole? They claim that may be one of the best Elvis movies
ever.
It's pretty good. I've seen pieces of it or whatever. But I didn't think any of them were very good. I mean, I just can't take Elvis as a cowboy. And one of them.
So many of them.
He was a swimmer in one. Remember that?
Oh, you mean the movies he did.
Didn't he work at the carnival, Roustabout or something?
Okay, wait a minute. You want me to tell you the top 10 movies?
Do you have Elvis movies now? Not movies he was in.
No, I'm talking about movies that he was in, because that's what y'all were just talking about.
Yeah, but I want to be
other.
Number 10, G.I. Blues.
He's going to go with it anyway.
Number 9, Love Me Tender. Number 8, Wild in the Country.
Easy.
I don't remember that. Number 7, Happy Girls. Number 6, Viva Las Vegas. Now, that's the one that gets a lot of PR.
Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, number 5, Flaming Star. That was the cowboy movie.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yes, of course. I've never watched one from beginning to end.
Number 4, Loving You. Number 3, Jailhouse Rock. Number 2, Follow That Dream. And number 1, King Creole.
Yeah. All right.
It came up again.
Let's let it go.
All right, here's the Kurt Russell. Here. I didn't think that was very good. Elvis, the miniseries. We liked it okay, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Now, the one you're talking about was Elvis and Me. That's the one you're talking about? They had the guy from Pet Sematary in it?
Yeah. Elvis and Me?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what that was.
That's the way it was. It is, 2001 special edition. No, there's not a lot.
My personal favorite is the Kurt Russell one.
Greg, you can't be serious.
I put that right when I compare that to when Gary Busey played Bear Bryant. Remember that?
Oh my God. It just didn't work.
You remember that
one? I ain't never been that but a winner. I was difficult.
Yeah, it was tough.
Of course, I remember going to see it.
Oh, Chiao Cinema.
Yeah, but I remember not understanding why I was there and wishing it was better.
Yeah, you're right.
But so that's from 1979?
Which one?
The Kurt Russell one y'all are talking about?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. That was directed by John Carpenter.
Really?
Wow. Originally aired on ABC.
Yeah, it was a TV movie.
Okay.
John Carpenter, didn't he do The Thing?
Yes.
He did all
yes.
A bunch of stuff.
A bunch of scary stuff.
Did he do The Halloweens?
Bunch of scary stuff.
I think he did. Greg, what?
No, they claim another list here claims Jailhouse Rock was his best.
Well, and Greg, that's where Greg is.
Let's go. Viva Las Vegas too. It was his biggest grossing movie. Blue Hawaii. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Where's Blue Hawaii?
So, Greg, in the music world of legends of music, and you and I don't always get in line.
We're just talking about music.
We don't always get in line. Are you more likely to, because you and I are not huge Beatles fans, and we catch some flack for that.
I appreciate him a little more since I saw that documentary.
Right, not talking about that. I'm talking about you're in your car and you're listening to music.
No, they're not on.
Are you more likely to get into Elvis's catalog or the Beatles?
Ooh.
Wow.
I would be Elvis.
I don't mean to be mean.
I'd go Beatles.
I think I would too.
I go Beatles. I'm with y'all on the Beatles. I'm not a Beatles fan, but I would go Beatles instead of Elvis.
I can't think of a hunk of burning love.
I can't think of an Elvis song that I go, man, I really need to hear that song. I can't.
So what's the Beatles song you got?
The celebrity of Elvis. Hey Jude.
Mm-hmm. Let It Be.
No, that was the only choices I had. Neither one were strong. As far as music. Now, Elvis.
But what I'm talking about, we're talking about two of the most influential icons of music. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we're not all that in. We don't really like their catalogs.
I really don't.
Elvis was just so catchy, and he just created rock and roll, basically. Am I right about that?
Well, he gets credit for that, but there's some controversy with that.
Yeah.
I do like the Beatles a lot.
That's all right. I know. It's fine.
It's being honest.
You don't have to apologize for liking one of the greatest bands of all time.
Okay.
Really, we were the ones who had the problem.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go to Lou out of Dadeville, Alabama. Hey, Lou. How you doing?
Lou.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So y'all were making comments about the Elvis movies, and y'all talking about, you know, which one is the best. And I was thinking, you may not agree with me, but I personally believe that Forrest Gump was actually a pretty good Elvis movie.
Well, Elvis does make an appearance in that one, but calling that an Elvis movie, a little bit of a stretch. let's go to Skipper. Hey, Skip. Welcome to Rick and Bubba. Hey, Skipper.
Hey, I think you guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Man, Rick, you're hurting my heart, man.
Why?
Elvis is not a good cowboy. Elvis is one of the best cowboys in the history of cowboys.
Yeah.
He's right up there with John Wayne.
Oh, Skip.
And I'm just telling you right now, you know, you got, come on, man, you're just killing me.
Skipper, to believe that, you must be using the drugs that killed Elvis. Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.